Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me here for another edition of How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is an acronym that stands for L is lifestyle, E is exercise, A is attitude, and N is nutrition. And these are the subject topics that will be discussed by myself, Shelly G. Hushka, a Dr. Sears Wellness Institute Lean Master Certified Health and Wellness Coach, as I educate you with how-to tips to live lean. The background noise that you may hear every once in a while, the grunting is from my little girl pug, Fauna. She hangs out with me wherever I am. So today I'm going to be sharing with you more tips, tricks, and strategies you can learn to use to fulfill and enrich your days so that you're living out your best life version of yourself going forward. The information provided here is for informational purposes only, so you can make an informed decision of your own health and lifestyle choices and decisions. The information provided here is in no way meant to help treat, prescribe, or diagnose any person. Today's episode continues on exploring a plant-based eating journey. Over the next episodes, we will take a more deeper dive into plant-based eating, and we're going to call the series the Vegan Diet Series, a complete guide to a cruelty-free diet. You're going to learn what you can expect when adopting to a vegan diet. Today, we're going to talk about what is vegan lifestyle and why is it important. A lot of people are unclear about veganism and what it stands for. Many of us have an idea in our minds about what it could mean. Does it mean becoming militant about animal rights and lecturing the people closest to us about their unethical food choices? Does it mean living a more peaceful lifestyle that is automatically more healthy because we are supposed to be eating more fruits and vegetables and less of the red meat that has been linked with heart disease? Does it mean cutting out every single food associated with animals or just some? Maybe these questions can seem silly, but they're valid. A vegan lifestyle is something that is often unfamiliar to people, and so it is natural to wonder about it. This podcast series will help to guide you through all of the questions you may have and provide you with tools and resources for those questions that you may have along the way. Chances are, if you have asked, somebody else out there has as well too, and found the answers you are looking for. But let's start with just the basics. A vegan lifestyle is one in which a person undertaking it is conscientious about the origins of the products that they use and the foods that they eat. A vegan views the world with a particular passion to be as animal-friendly as possible. The unfortunate truth about the world is that some practices utilized in order to feed the masses are inhumane and can cause needless suffering to animals. Vegans aim to try and stop that suffering by refusing to support industries that allow it to exist in the first place. Take, for example, a vegan who is living the vegan lifestyle will likely do a lot of research before purchasing any products. They will likely want to know where the product's origin is located and ensure that no living creature was needlessly harmed or suffered for the making of the product. They want to live with a clear conscience. Many vegans are also humanitarians who will go as far as researching their clothing and coffee to make sure that the businesses they support are not causing harm to less fortunate people or communities. How far you take your lifestyle is up to you, but ignorance is a choice that can be difficult to live with. So to answer a few other questions, vegans do not eat meat at all. They do not eat any byproducts of animals. The animal byproducts are foods that are produced with animals involved. Think of your milk, cheese, your eggs, and other dairy items. Vegans choose not to use plant byproducts because practices can often be cruel. Let's take the egg industry for example. When baby chicks are born, they're sorted into categories of male and female. The female chicks are taken to farms where they are often fed growth hormones or forced into pens that are lit with artificial daylight 24/7 so that they will constantly be laying eggs. And you know what happens to the male chicks? Well, they're disposed of in dumpsters and left there to starve to death or to suffocate. This really is an inhumane practice. It doesn't take much to understand how horrifying these conditions are. Vegans do not want to support anything that can cause harm and suffering of this caliber. They do not want to support factory farms or dairy farms where animals are mistreated and not allowed to live their fullest, healthiest lives. The goal is to show the rest of the world that such mistreatment does not need to happen and will not be tolerated. See, money talks, and vegans use theirs to support businesses that align with their personal moral code. It may seem trivial to some people. They may say it's pointless because there is no way we will ever change the world enough that people will voluntarily give up their diet choices in lieu of veganism. The animals will still be slaughtered. Everything will go on as it was before, but there will always be, because there's always going to be a high demand for meat. And in ways, this may be true. But even if the world continues to eat meat and support inhumane practices, the choices you make will always make a difference to the animals you choose not to eat that day. And that's what veganism is all about. So in our next episode, we're going to discuss what is the difference between vegetarianism and veganism. I want to take time for thanking you to join me here today. I really appreciate it. If you are loving listening to this podcast, please leave me a review, ask a question, make comments while you're listening, and share this with other people who might be benefited by learning about the vegan lifestyle. And you know what? Your message could possibly end up on a future episode of this podcast. So help me spread and share the word about plant-based eating by giving the link to this podcast. If you would like to get notified of future episodes as they become available, you are encouraged to send a text to Hishka Coaching at 503-753-3394 to get a direct link sent to you that will automatically be uploaded into your messaging where you can listen whenever you want. And how about, would you like to be involved in ongoing conversations? Do you want resources and recipe links and such? Well, then I encourage you to join my closed, personal and free group just for my podcast listeners. You're going to receive bonus materials there. I'm just starting this community out, so I would really appreciate the help spreading the word to others looking to make some healthy lifestyle changes while having fun and the support of the community we are building. So how do you get on that? You download the Wix app, W-I-X, and you search for How To Tips to Live Lean. And in there, my podcast formulates, and you enter your phone number, and you'll be given an invite code, which is all capital letters and one letter. It's capital G-Y-7-V-K-L. Again, it's invite code capital G-Y-7-V-K-L. Again, that's all caps. And Just know that when you sign up, you're the first to automatically be notified when a new service or product, free or paid, is available. And I'd love for you to introduce yourself. Let me know where you're from, where you are in your plant-based eating lifestyle, and share with the community some of your favorite plant-based recipes, tips, and strategies. And till next episode, take care and God bless.